I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Adoptive cell transfer immunotherapy is one of the most promising new treatments for melanoma and other blood-based cancers. To talk about adoptive cell transfer therapy is Dr. Crystal Paulos. She's an associate professor in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology, and she's the endowed Ping Chair in the Department of Dermatology at MUSC. Dr. Paulos, adoptive cell transfer therapy is a type of T-cell therapy. What's different about this one?
That's a great question. Adoptive T-cell transfer therapy is a unique immunotherapy. The reason that it is unique is because we can take the T-cells out of the patient's body, manipulate them in various different ways in which we think will make them more beneficial, make them engraft better, make them stay in the patient longer, and have responses against relapse even. The beauty of adoptive T-cell transfer therapy is that we can take the T-cells out, manipulate them in different ways, and then put them back in. Other types of immunotherapy, like checkpoint modulators, PD-1 therapy, CTLA-4 therapies, harness the T-cell response, but within the patient. And so just to clarify, what I mean by manipulation is that we can engineer T-cells with antigen receptors, such as chimeric antigen receptors or T-cell receptors. And then these receptors can specifically recognize the tumor, but they don't recognize the healthy tissue. So they're really effective at eliciting responses only against the harmful cancer.
Tell us about research going on in your area here related to adoptive cell transfer therapy.
We've had some really exciting results that was just very recently published in Nature Communications. That work was headed by a couple of my colleagues, Stephanie Bailey, as well as Michelle Nelson. And collectively, we worked with investigators at MUSC, as well as at the University of Pennsylvania and Loyola University, also Dartmouth. So this is really a team effort across the nation. What we found, my colleagues and I found, is actually quite surprising. These CD4 cells can kill tumor directly. And that was kind of a big shift in the concepts of how we think of different types of T cells and how they work. When we zoomed in closer, we were able to identify the CD4 cell that was the most effective at killing tumor. And these CD4 T cells express high levels of this molecule called CD26. These CD4, CD26 high cells, we found that they're able to migrate preferentially to the tumor as well as live longer. So they have special properties in them somehow that make them migrate and stay in the tumor and be able to fight against the malignancy.
How far along is this research?
We were the first to discover this. Other people are starting to see that it might be important in their work. And this started 3 years ago. And it was a surprise from another piece of work that we were doing.
And Dr. Paulos, is this therapy currently available for patients who have some of these types of cancers that you just mentioned?
There are a number of clinical trials on all these different malignancies where patients can get treated at certain places. It's not widely used, however. Recently, CAR T-cell therapies to treat patients with blood cancer has been FDA approved. One optimistic note I'd like to leave the listeners with is that this therapy, because it's FDA approved, I see that it becoming more common in different institutes.
Dr. Paulos, thanks for this information about adoptive cell transfer immunotherapy.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.